There is no justice in America for the black man or the black woman. Let us not deceive ourselves.
And if I hear one more black claim that it's because he's black, I'm going to throw up.
And let's dismiss all this nonsense about entrapment. Nobody forced him to go to that hotel. Marion Barry is a pathological liar. He's a crackhead.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color, a.k.a. True Breeze.
Okay, we got the full compliment tonight.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we're back.
That's what's up. No doubt. So you know how we do. We're not going to let the folks wait too long. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Bobby Shmurda's mother discusses her son's rant about not getting paid. Earlier this week, Bobby Shmurda jumped online to vent about him not making any money from any of his performances. He did that on a video, some Instagram shit. Then it hurried up and took it down. Billboard went on to speak with Bobby Shmurda's mother and manager. And I'm thinking, damn, yo, somebody pulling this nigga's strings. It's his mama.
Mama.
You can believe that shit. Went on to say that it's not that he's not getting paid. He's new to the business, said Pollard. That's Shmurda's mother. There's a chain of command that has to go through that before he gets payment. I guess he's thinking all the money should go to him up front. It doesn't work like that. And she's sounding like a goddamn music executive talking about it goes to the business manager, then it goes to the accountant, then it goes to the tax man, then him.
He lasts on the totem pole.
He lasts.
Well, he top of the totem pole, should I say.
So his mama, who's his manager, is already saying it goes to the business manager first. I get paid first. And then it goes to some other people, accountant, tax people, lawyers. And once they get paid and then he get paid, he gets whatever left over. Bobby Shmurda.
I just got a check about a week ago.
He ain't get no check a week ago.
So let's discuss this for a minute. First of all, here we go. You got Bobby Shmurda, who's being managed from his mom. So Bobby Shmurda, I don't even believe is 21 yet. He's still a minor. And his mama is out there basically saying, go ahead and just kill a bunch of niggas and dance about it. You know what I mean? That's his whole shtick right now. Talking about killing niggas while dancing. And his mama is going in. E Color.
Mama just trying to get some gear, B.
So hold up. So hold up. I'm putting you on the spot, son.
Let's
say your young daughter comes to you and is like, you know what, Dad, I got some lyrics. I'm ready to go in and start talking about capping niggas on Marlboro Pike.
PG County.
You know what I mean? She started talking about capping niggas on Marlboro Pike. But then all of a sudden, hold up, I'm just running a scenario. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get a couple tweets or some emails from prospective labels talking about, look, let me tell you something. We're going to drop 100K up front because she can really do it. she really can do this thing, even though the lyrics is about capping niggas up and down Central Avenue. You know what I'm talking about. PG shit, nigga.
Oh, the other side of PG.
Yeah.
The upside.
Yeah. Go and tell me how you would handle such things.
That's a very, very difficult one, B, because, I mean, damn, would I be like boss's mom and dad, be all up in the Wall Street Journal, decrying my daughter? We didn't raise her like that.
But hold up. But what I'm asking is, your daughter is just one of the smartest kids I know.
Thank you, sir.
You know what I mean? No, that's real talk, yo. She's one of the smartest kids I know. As your boy, I'm going to be like, there's no way she's running up and down Marlboro Pike capping niggas. I have to call her out on it.
Yeah.
As a father, would you, first of all, condone it?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, that's what I'm getting to do. You know what I mean?
She would have to sneak and do it about a week ago. Because I wouldn't be happy with it if she came to me talking about how many niggas she done killed and niggas she done been with, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, the whole shit. Yeah, exactly.
Nah, I ain't going to be too happy with that.
That's when Uncle Curtis is coming to scene.
Oh, goodness.
You out here putting business in the streets. The shit you ain't even doing. Stop that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you got Bobby Shmurda. you know, forget me, before we even get to him getting paid, his mama is saying, go ahead, do it.
Well, he might have been in the drug game or some crazy shit. Who knows? Well, I mean, people know.
The way moms is sounding, she probably put that nigga in the streets.
I'm saying.
Nigga, get out there and make that motherfucking money.
I'm saying.
Nigga, when you make the, bring that, bring it back here. We want to do some new shit. We selling orange tops, nigga. Put them out there in the streets.
Getting kind of old.
So she goes on to say that he don't understand the business. And more importantly, young Shamurder is not getting paid. Young Shamurder is not getting paid.
And whose fault is that?
Well, he's a minor. That's his mom. What can he do?
It's mama's fault.
Mama getting paid. Because the statement says right here.
I'm saying
right
why
here.
He ain't getting paid is mama's fault. Mom is the reason why the nigga ain't getting paid. She's getting all the money. Whatever
right.
She's getting, and she ain't giving that nigga none.
Damn, Gary Coleman.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Exactly. Gary Coleman style and shit. You know what I mean? So,
well, yeah. That relationship won't last long.
I just had to put that out there, yo. You know what I mean? Just, you know.
I'm hearing that Queen song. Mama, I just killed a man.
Damn, not Freddie Mercury.
Mercury.
Shit. No doubt. So that's what's up, yo. No shouts to Shamurder. I don't condone his music anyway.
No
shouts to his mama, yeah.
God damn, mom. What the fuck, yo?
Who's clearly getting over.
You know this nigga ain't got but 15 seconds left on his time.
That's true. No doubt. No doubt.
He's trying to get every penny.
Now, isn't that the same shit semi that happened? Wasn't that Flocka's mom and Gucci Mane and she was managing all them niggas?
Oh, yeah. It was some shit going down there, too.
Oh, my God, yo. That'd just be a lesson. Never let your mama manage you.
It's family and business. It don't work.
No doubt. Next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest. Happy days. Woohoo! Happy days, everyone. Keith Chief dropped by Interscope.
I wonder why.
So I'm going to read it. I'm going to tell you why. Earlier this year, matters began to sour with Keith Chief and the bosses at Interscope. Our sources maintain that they subtly started to disassociate themselves with a 19-year-old rapper after he had a series of legal cases that began to spring up between 2013 and 2014, ranging from lawsuits to drug offenses. He also went to rehab for an addiction to lean. And then they go on to say lean, an illegal drink that mixes promethazine and codeine. Yeah, I mean, who the fuck
sipping on some scissor?
Yeah, what happened to just smoking J's?
Niggas ain't smoking reefer no more, nigga.
I just was asking what happened today, yo. This shit sound like they drinking snake oil or something and shit. Anyway, so Keith Chief was signed to Interscope in 2012, released his first commercial album, Finally Rich. The album pushed about 50,000 units, although his public persona would seem like he sold more. Finally, his new album has not been released and has not even sold much more than 50,000 units. Ladies and gentlemen, Keith Chief dropped by Interscope. I know this is just a flash in the pan, but one of the first comments that was out there, first Trinidad James, then Keith Chief, and they said the third one is going to be your boy, Shamurder. Color, you want to expound on that?
I will simply say that that shit hits me like a feather dropping off of a skyscraper. It makes me no difference. I don't care.
It's happy days.
It's bound to happen. It's par for the course.
It's happy days.
Well, not necessarily.
The sand ran out on that 15 minutes.
Right. That's all it is.
Wow. There'll
be another one to replace that, and then he'll get 15 minutes or 14 minutes and 59 seconds. It's just repeating itself.
No, but the part that got me is that she was saying about the label dropped them because of legal problems.
Well,
this nigga was having legal problems and going through bullshit before they signed him. They knew what this nigga was about. They was hoping he was going to blow because of all that YouTube hits and shit he was getting. And it didn't happen.
Wow. I'm just saying.
So the devil had to drop him.
I'm just saying, B. You know what I wish we had, yo? I wish we had the professional touches and I had a shit right now. What's that shit? Like sands through the hourglass. These are the days of our lives. You know what I mean? These niggas is just like fucking, they're just nothing to the music industry, yo. These young niggas. And what's to happen with young Keith? What's to happen with Trinidad James or Shmurda?
Back to hanging out with your drawers and your shirt off with a bunch of niggas in the room selling drugs on the corner.
That shit sound like jail, nigga.
Back to the grill again.
They used to, nigga.
That shit sound like jail, my nigga.
That's what
back
it is.
Back to toting choppers.
Like them niggas is in the bullpen, my nigga.
You saw the early video. 16 year olds standing around, jumping around shirtless.
With their draws out.
Dancing a little too close.
Oh, shit. So I'm just saying, yo, no doubt. So Keith Chief dropped by Interscope. Happy days. No doubt. Next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest talking about happy days.
Wait. On the way out, he can't get a Chief Keef. He still got to get a Keef Chief.
I'm just saying.
That's been his name.
Yeah.
Every now and then he slip up and call him Chief Keef.
Yeah, but you know how I'm saying, man. I'm just
saying on the way out on that exit, I thought he might have got one.
You thought on the way to the trash pile? Take this kicking
the
ass.
Just taking the ass. Oh, shit. Keef Chief, my nigga. Oh, shit. So speaking again, like I was saying, speaking again on happy days, your boy, Mac Miller, just signed a big deal with Warner Brothers, reportedly worth $10 million.
It must be 360, my nigga. Gotta be.
Label rep confirmed the dollar figure, but noted that the amount represents the budget.
Oh.
His Remember Music imprint will operate under the Warner banner and not a direct payout, the Miller.
There you go. There is a smoking there. Pay no attention to the man behind the glass.
So Warner Brothers is advancing young Miller $10 million just to A&R him so he can operate his label. My question is, will he have to? I'm wondering what the fine print is. Will he have to pay that back if he don't recoup?
Always.
You think?
Just always. These niggas ain't giving away money.
Nope.
They always got to pay it back.
Oh, shit. No doubt. So, this your boy Mac Miller. He look like he doing some shit, man. I guess.
I'm a fan of Mac. I told you I'm a fan of Mac Miller, though.
That's real. That's real. I still haven't got there fully yet.
Oh, man, you might not, but there'll be some joints that he might bang out that you'll be like, I like that. It could happen. I promise you.
I tell you what, on a commercial level, it's so fucked up right now. I can take that. That's real. No doubt. Next time I'm going to Hip Hop Digest is, this one's for you, Kurt G. 2014 is the first year ever with zero platinum certified records.
Well, it's a whole lot of trash out there. And people starting to recognize it.
Okay, the two records that are nearest a million are that Lords.
Yeah, Lord.
Whatever.
I think she's from UK.
Okay.
Yes, she overseas.
No doubt. They're about at 800K, but both of those have tapered off months ago. They're not going to reach a million because they're barely pushing out like 1,000 units, you know, 500 units a week. There's only one caveat. The top selling record this year, my nigga, is the Frozen soundtrack. 3 million units. And I'm gonna tell you why they pushing them units like that. I just dropped $40 for my granddaughter to go see Frozen, my nigga. Frozen is getting it.
Yeah, it is.
Jeez.
My young ones were there as well.
Oh, well, there you go. Shit.
But I wasn't.
No, no, I didn't go. I just dropped the money for her to go. That's all. No
pop,
doubt.
Pop.
But check it out. Many will blame the rise of streaming music services and a large, as well, industry executives blame, of course, still blaming downloading and downloading of just the singles, the fact that nobody is pushing physical product. The music executives eager used to work at the RIAA.
I sure did, proudly.
They're blaming streaming services as well as still the ever-present free 99 and just iTunes, a backdoor shot at iTunes for letting niggas just get the hot single.
Well, can I just tell you, quite frankly, they need to be blaming the fucking radio stations. You ain't gotta buy no goddamn music. You just turn your radio on, then turn the next channel, then turn the next channel. You hear the fucking song four times in a row.
That's true.
What the fuck? Why spend $1.15 or whatever it is? Why pay for it?
When you can hear it on the radio.
Exactly. They blaming downloaders. What the fuck? Ain't nothing to download. It's all on the radio, B. Come on.
Well, this is chickens coming home to roast.
Oh, man. What?
Records industry fucked themselves.
Yeah.
They could have had iTunes before iTunes had they not decided to go big hammer on Napster. They could have took over Napster and ran that shit and made some money out of that.
Damn, a record executive attorney's name so bad, but I only want to give him the benefit.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. A record executive went on to say, with the reality that songs can get millions of streams and millions of video views and yet only sell tens of thousands of copies, the old business model is no longer relevant. And the big labels may collapse in their aftermath, a music executive goes on to say. All our jobs is in peril, nigga, because of YouTube. All our jobs is in peril because of Pandora.
Damn.
Spotify, my nigga.
Get out.
I say goodbye, you greedy bastards.
Man.
I got to be honest with you. We refer to the day that we want to see. We want to see a Comiskey Park for hip hop.
Yep.
I know we always got to explain it and shit. Back in the 1970s at a, Chicago Cubs game? Chicago Cubs game where they put a bin of disco records in the middle of the field and blew it up. And that signified the end of disco. Me and E. Color as well as Kerr G are hoping for that day. Just so commercially, everybody who's in hip hop now will leave. Because they think it won't be popping anymore.
And there's no money in it.
There's no money in it. Exactly.
Right.
We're waiting for that day. A lot of people, we reference it a lot. A lot of people talk about, what's this Comiskey Park shit? I don't know nothing about it. We want that for commercial rap. Okay? We're waiting for that day. And with the collapse of the big labels, that day may be getting a little closer.
These niggas is going to get out of that game.
Exactly.
Completely. and start making just movies.
Or something.
There you go.
No doubt.
Get out of here.
No doubt. So, along with no platinum records, except for the Frozen soundtrack this year in 2014, that means all your heroes ain't go platinum. I don't give a fuck who the fuck you talking about.
That shit didn't even sound right.
Hey.
No, there's a lot of fucks in there. I know that.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just saying, I got to just underline that. Any young boy want to get on Twitter or email or do any popping off, I don't give a fuck about who the fuck you care about. Them niggas ain't blow.
Them niggas ain't popping like that.
Nah,
They look like they popping. They sound like they popping. They making a lot of noise about all the money they making. But that must have came from the trap.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't come from rap.
Mm-hmm. Bang, bang.
Ooh. Shots fired.
So, who the fuck? Yeah, Kurt, who the fuck is ASAP Yam?
Hold on.
B.
Word of the day must be fuck, huh?
I was getting ready to say that. You got me.
Word. I guess I
was about to start spelling.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, man.
Some cat by the name of ASAP Yam.
I guess he down with the ASAP mob.
Yeah, I guess he is down with them. He said that 2014 is the worst year in rap music history. Apparently, the ASAP mob was slated to put out a compilation album with all the ASAPs in it. And they decided that 2014 wasn't a good look. And they was going to hold back until a brighter day. Because for his part, ASAP Yams is saying 2014 is for trash niggas. Now, he didn't go and name no names.
They never do.
He didn't name no name of ASAP Yams either. What the fuck? Was he hungry? God damn.
This nigga selling yams, B.
Yes.
So,
rest of the yams at his auntie house.
Damn. So, I tell you who used to make some good yams, though, my nigga.
This nigga, he's back here on the cooking channel all of a sudden.
Let me tell you, used to make some good yams, yo. You know, my Claudia, Glenn's mom, she used to throw some marshmallows in them joints, yo. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Damn, boy, this nigga's man brush just peaked up. Oh, like, shit. Yes.
Yeah.
Time to eat.
Sorry about that. I got off track. So anyway, E-Color, what is your view of 2014? Yo, from your view, 2013, 2012, 2011, I mean, is 14 any worse than any of them other years, in your opinion?
It's been bad for a while.
Same, actually. It's par for course. It's the same. I mean, it's promising that some of these clowns are getting cut, and you get mad at me for calling them clowns if you want to, but damn, you can't even speak on a mic. Come on. But, typically, you know, I mean, we can't help but hear that shit, but I don't pay attention to it. You know what I'm saying? Only time it hits me is like, and you know this, you're somewhere and you'll fucking say, just killed a goat about a week ago, or whatever you're going to say, and that shit is in your head, but you ain't really paying attention to that shit. So if it was to go away, I wouldn't care. You know what I'm saying? And the way that it has been for the last 2 years, you know, the Trinidad's, the Futures, the 2 Chainz, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I just so far removed from that. Like, it's not even personal to me. I don't feel anything about it because it comes and it goes. It just take the game doesn't change, just the players do. So when they drop right, these people, right, they'll put another one right in there. And I'm not like fucking yams, B. Just throw another one in there. I mean, I'm supposed to say, what up, yams?
Damn, yo. You should change his name to ASAP Candied Yams.
Oh, now you're eating.
Brown sugar, nigga.
That's what's up. And marshmallows, too, my nigga. Yo, Kirchy.
Marshmallows is the word of the day, too. So basically, at the end of the show, say fuck marshmallows.
Oh,
so,
man. So now, industry gonna be mad.
Nah. We love marshmallows. Yo, check it out, son. So it's 14. Did that toe up, G? Any can you know compared to any other year?
As far as these commercial nut niggas, no, it's the same. It's been the same for quite some time. You get the same amount of niggas. It's just that they ain't selling like they used to.
No doubt. Indeed. That's what's up, man. Shout out. We got a quick shout out to Gamma Crush, who said that Crown City Rockers joint that Kurt G was put up for one of the albums of the week came out 10 years ago. I checked on that, and that is true.
You are correct, sir. I guess they reissued it, and so I just put it back out there. For and those it, that didn't know,
I tell you what,
quite a few didn't know that it was 10 years ago.
The fact that it came out 10 years ago,
it still
irrelevant.
Sounds very good.
It still sounds dumb good, my nigga. So you know, shout out to Gamma Crush on that.
Still good from 10 years ago.
See, it's all in you. Keith Murray, I get in you.
So, the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is ATL Fight Club. A couple of things. This young nigga, as a matter of fact, he looked like a marshmallow too, my nigga. I love making him. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Got this new record out with Drake and shit. It's blowing. I mean, he got video treatment. So he's in New York. He's on stage. He's singing a song and shit. And everything's, you know, well. All's well. Until a motherfucker reaches up and yanks him almost off the stage. Not exactly PMD style, but it yanks him off the stage. One of the security guards jumped off the stage. There's a quick fracas that's going on and shit. And they continue the concert or whatever. But, you know, along with that, and I'm going to back that up with the Migos. It's another group that Kurt G told me is from Atlanta Fight Club, in the middle of the concert. Some nigga by the name of Offset. I never even heard of this nigga.
Offset, yeah. That nigga got out of jail recently. Not recently, but he just got out of jail. Put it that way.
Okay, jail niggas.
Jail nigga.
Okay.
He missed the first album because he was in jail.
Okay. So he jumped off the stage and him and 2 or 3 other niggas and just pummeled some poor cat in the middle of the floor.
He said poor cat.
Yeah, just fucking pummeled this young nigga.
You know what? He probably deserved that shit. Because his mom probably told him, you don't need to be going to that damn concert, listen to them boys, that bullshit. And he ain't listened to his mama.
So anyway.
And he got his ass whooped.
Some young nigga got pummeled and shit. E-Color, sure. I know you would never attend a concert like that.
Not even.
And I'm trying to get
they
it.
They ain't even concerts.
They're
dude.
Not
they
even
just
concerts.
Fucking big ass. Just a exaggerated bar.
You know what?
It's not even a concert. It's a bunch of motherfuckers standing around, waving at the stage, acting a fucking fool.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And the reason why I call the topic ATL Fight Club is just these young niggas is just, I mean, really, I mean, the whole concert tone on both of those concerts was just lyrics are inciting. Them niggas is like, this is how we do, or this is how the fuck we get paid by niggas getting fucked up. You know what I mean? Really?
Fight night.
Fight night. Exactly. Well, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. If I had a young son, I'd have to caution him and shit. Like, you might have to come home and shit with your fucking pockets turned out, my nigga.
That shit's been happening for a while, though.
That's real.
Niggas yeah, you ain't got to be in that shit.
Hell no. Niggas get to them spots, get a little couple sips up in them.
Yeah.
The fight's about to pop off.
Yeah, that's yep. real. No doubt. Man, I remember being at the Runt House tour. You remember that shit, Eagry?
Yes, sir.
And motherfucking the security just
melee.
Oh, my God. They hammered that nigga.
Well, let me ask you if you remember this, B. In D.C., remember it was a while ago. We went to this house party with this girl I used to work with. I remember that nigga that was looking at me all hard and thought I was somebody else.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I happened to be strapped up that night. Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
It was over there by Trinidad and shit.
Right.
And, you know, the whole time we're sitting there, I didn't know that kid from nobody. I wasn't one of them boys. But it kept looking at me. And then Gail was like, yo, this, that. Damn, I said her name. But anyway, she's like, yo, dude, thank you, blah, blah, blah. But that's how quickly it happened, B.
Yeah.
One of us could have caught a bad one that night because I was ready. You know it.
That's true, but...
And he looking like something kind of crazy, but it happens everywhere. It don't have to be a concert. Niggas just be on some nut shit sometimes.
Only difference that I'm going to say is that that's random dudes in the crowd, and yes, that can happen, but these are the artists.
Yeah, yeah.
These are the artists. You know what I'm saying? Getting into that shit.
Me.
Yeah, okay.
Right, the performers.
Paid seals and shit. Exactly.
From the trap to the stage.
No doubt. So, anyway, you got anything left over there swerving?
No, I'm just chilling. Chilling. Great, get up in this grub and get a grub again. But ain't nothing happening. Being just chilling.
Okay, that's what's up, Kerji. You got your shit together?
Yeah. I got it together.
Okay, this week, because it's a three-man crew, Kerji, albums of the week.
This week, we got Guilty Simpson, the Simpson tape. That joint got flavor, plus they give you the instrumentals on there.
Oh, come on. That's what I'm talking about, yo. And major labels don't understand that shit. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And we got local favorites, Diamond District.
Oh.
March on Washington.
Oh, I can't wait.
And then the instrumental joint is Melodious Infamy, Freed Freud Outtakes.
Yo, no doubt. I want to give a shout out to Kerr G because, you know, last week I asked for Larry Smith joint. Yo, he played one of my favorite joints of all time, the Bubble Bunch.
There you go.
Yeah, B. It's a short story behind that joint, too. I'm in here mixing the show. I'm completely finished that shit. So then I proof it after I do it. So I listen to the whole shit. I listen and I hear this nigga say, I got a special request. And I'm like, what? Special request from Larry Smith? Fuck! I done the whole show. Put the last joint on there, throwback joint on there at the end and everything. I had to take the bitch back in there, edit it, and put that Bubble Bunch joint in there.
And we appreciate that, yo, because I was like, yo, you played a Bubble Bunch, yo, that's what's up, no doubt. So I guess we'll see y'all next week, you know what I mean?
Remiss.
Hold up.
Special shout out, RIP, to our boy Big B. You know what I'm saying? His brother passed away.
Oh, okay. Snap.
Shout out. You know what I'm saying?
Rest in paradise.
No, rest in paradise. Big B, hold your head, my man.
No doubt.
Oh, and Kurt G's pointing and
I'm
shit.
I'm pointing like, nigga, our man Travis Moss could not make the show. So he's a hardworking brother. I appreciate that, too.
No doubt.
But we got to pick another name out of here.
All right, here we go.
So I'm shaking it up.
All right, here we go.
Go ahead. Pick a name out of there, sir.
This is closed, and here we go. And this is all... That's a blank piece of paper.
Wow, how'd that get in there?
Here we go.
Ballot stuffing and shit. Yeah,
there you grab another one out of there, sir. Sit out of that, get in there.
Okay, here we go. Dimpala 5000.
Dimpala 5000, what up?
Yeah. Okay.
So you're the next contestant on Hip Hop Digest.
I will let her know.
All right, that's what's up.
Oh, that's a she?
Yeah, she's a female mail carrier, letter carrier. I don't know what they call them these days, but yeah, she's a fan of the show, and I'm a fan of her. So we're gonna see what's good.
We get another female voice on here.
We need that. So all right, so we'll see y'all next week. That's what's up, yo.
All right, y'all.
Peace.
Peace.
One.
That was a message we were shown. At early age, yeah, we was tone. You want it and I want in. You got three, then we got four. Yeah, that homework never made it home. But street smarts was evident. Down in them wet alleys instead of pep rallies and letterments. Jackets that was packed with that black metal strap up in that sack. Never know who's friend or foe, who got your back. Black. Yeah, they up out of that slump, man. Where niggas get jumped for jump, man.
dead. Broken home, no father. Slums and the slaughters. From hell to holy water. On my forehead at the altar. Cause you know what they living like, so why even bother? Cause you know they ain't living right. They out here feeling hopeless. They might never leave the bottom. Just some little niggas out here facing grown man problems. The big homie will pull up up in that whip. Say I throw y'all a few bucks, just ride around with me real quick. I know what that mean, pull up to the scene with a wild crew surround Duke, screaming this is what it comes down to. True. In the belly of the beast, I'll be in these streets, just a sinner with a Jesus peace.
So this is what it comes down to. You in the center with gladiators around you. Can't identify the body, how they found you. It's gonna take more than a stovepipe and a houndstooth. And a Dr. Watson. When I hit your ass with some hot ones, courtesy of the shotgun. Real nigga, you not one. Trill niggas, you got none. Leave your insides on the floor, now you outdone. Son, I'ma tell you like your daddy would. Don't play around with this boy gripping caddy wood. Don't try your luck if I roll through duck. Cause his shell's on sale. More bang for the buck. Fuck, no talk, I want war with you. Niggas say he won't beef, let's have a barbecue. And I'ma give him a two-piece and a biscuit. Then we put the ox to his tail and cut his ass to the brisket, bitch. This is Billy Strictly.
So we'll try to be in the belly of the beast. Yeah. I'll be in these streets, oh, just yeah, a sinner with a Jesus peace.
Stand in my clothes, I split behind myself, and next thing going like we got the, we got the, we got the go. The motherfuckers, we got the dough. Gotta be off the moan. We got the roll. We about to blow. Marvin, like we out the pole. We got the, we got the, we got the go. Y'all wanna be down, come on. Y'all wanna be down, don't be down. We shall be now forever in the day to the motherfucking eon. We don't want peace, we want the bowl. That's some of G, I suppose. Y'all niggas be out the pole. Before the revolution, gotta beat off the seat off and weed off the hoes. Bullets stick it in, we got the moans. 2DC, I propose. City, get you a feeling that come into your head. Leave out the toes. Wouldn't leave me out
I'm
the
cold. That's my cause. I am a far cry, but I can still call and get involved. I ain't out here with no sound. I'm looking for one in the streets. Now marching to that drum, but we still riding to that beat. Yeah, we still riding to that beat. The field is in my soul, and I get on with struggle like my Kimbo did before. Striding, riding, oh yeah, we on the road. Ain't nothing gonna stop me. I ain't out, I'm in control.
Let's go. Of them folks that got hopes high. Done heard a lot of things, believe when seen with my own eyes. Hell yeah, I got drive, and that's the reason I drove by. Below is living slow, so I switch the pace up one more time. Now I'm trying to get it to the point where my kids can live it up. So I'm taking it's overrated. If you want change, you got to give it up. And yup, you love to hear the story. Fearless war, but your drums beat through each line. Old and young, on that we overcome. Each one teach one. Building them bridges, expanding our vision. Switch up your decisions if you want an outcome that's different. Head up, fed up, scared of nothing, there's some best belief. Passing on tradition, enriching soul for the seed. All out, long route, the very last one to ball out. That sauerkraut, pouting over loss, it's just the wrong route. Me kicking that rhyme, it's just like that picket sign. From 79 until the now, the clock ticking, it's time.
I'm not a lost cause, I am a far cry, but I can still call and get involved. I ain't out here with no sound, I'm looking for one in these streets. Not marching to that drum, but we still riding to that beat. Yeah, we still riding to that beat. The field is in my soul, and I get on with struggle like my Kimbo did before. Striding, riding, oh yeah, we on the road. Ain't nothing gonna stop me, I ain't out, I'm in control. Oh yeah, let's go.
To everyone's advantage, to be able to master and control the silence.
Elegant is the silence, eloquent is the choice of benevolence over violence. We sat alone on that third rock. This is after the world stopped. Just me and her upon a Jameson and her socks. And everybody famous by the third shot. Word blocks, slurred thoughts. I'm thinking what happened to that promise. What happened to her God? Is it the Alpha or Omega? I remember childhood begging for a Sega. I remember adulthood begging for a leg up. Now we're into the void, devoid of any meaning. They tried to peg us. A circle doesn't fit into a square hole. Pythagoras, I'm the desert to Las Vegas, the beggar to all kings. Present in all places, killer of all things.
One in the world, except the two of us.
We must control the silence.
We woke up in the desert with a hangover. Destruction of the peasant class and landowners. Riches can't deliver you from evil. Death and all destruction be written in cathedrals. But cognitive dissonance of the people. Got people believing our differences don't make us equal. But when you look into the heavens, a peasant or a reverend, we all asking the same questions. I found that little bit of Jameson, hoping I could kill it, I don't wanna be awake again. She died in her sleep, with her eyes on the sheep. We held a secret that I couldn't keep. I used to be that smart guy, barfly. Pretty good at writing songs about the hard times. I was only happy during happy hour. But what's an hour when you live after the flowers?
I'm feeling it.
Yo, let's get the cipher. Oh, completely. Yo, we got the lyrics right there, son. We got lyrics, man. The lighters. Yo, the niggas over there got the beats. Blunts.
Don't matter.
Got the
beats. I'm about to get
some
more love.
With my nigga Cipher, where they at?
Third.
Yo, yo. With my nigga Red.
Right here.
Let's make the cipher complete.
With a dread.
Right here.
Now all we need is the beat. 360.
Caught up in this land called Dixie.
Get this gun, son.
Yeah, hit me. With my nigga Red.
Right here.
Let's make the cipher complete.
With a dread.
Right here.
Now all we need is the beat. 360.
Caught up in this land called Dixie.
Get this gun, son.
Yeah, hit me.
Check it. I step up to the mic to proceed with the drama. I
see naughty dreads bopping, and bald heads rocking. I see chicken heads walking and crackheads talking to the cypher Buddha heads, and let's get talking, I take a peek and check my visual proportions. Familiar heads, because we do this so often. So I hold your grips, but keep it rock steady. Cause like Blacksmith and West, y'all niggas ain't ready. Typical machetes, foreheads sweaty. Innocent bystanders, clothes be left bloody. Now if your heads are open with shots of Buddha bless, I think I dip into the principles of intellect and flex. Breaking out the vocals with the intricate lyrical tools. Homicidal to those who don't comprehend the rule. Now as cool as I be, this drama surrounds me. Replace it with the boom. Now let's spark up that LB. S is I reflect on what I like's best. Blazing with my beef, devising master plan X. On the conquest, concepts hit the floor. But if you wanna test, I got the murder one more. Lyrically superior, visually the victor. Choking life out of the mic, call me the boa constrictor. Cause in the end, enemies, they face the flood. So you better close your eyes if you hate the sight of blood.
With my nigga Red,
right here,
let's make the cypher complete.
With a dread,
right here,
now all we need is the beat. 360,
caught up in this land called Dixie.
Get this gun, son.
Yeah, hit me with my nigga Red,
right here,
let's make the cypher complete.
With a dread,
right here,
now all we need is the beat. 360,
caught up in this land called Dixie.
Get this gun, son.
Yeah, hit me
now. Take a deep breath and hold it in and stay a while. I got lyrics by the pile and crazy style. So you can fly away on the clouds and take a trip up north. There's so much Buddha in the air that you think you got the force. But my name ain't Luke Sky, solo or the Boba Fett. But I bet $1 million says my flow will slice your neck. And cut your body up from every angle. Oh, Jotty, it's my party. But I see you started fronting like a hottie. Don't make me call you out, son. Don't flip it with a gun. Got a deep hit list with mad niggas on the run. See, it's fun for me to play these games and pimp these MCs. Like hookers on the block with extra cheese. But don't go broke and try to choke. I'll leave you standing in thick smoke. I break you down so fast your folks will feel it on the downstroke. Cause I don't fuck around when it comes to this. No, I don't got a diss. I'm just praying like a menace. And you booty MCs is what I'm hunting for. And if you think you got that gat and spark that shot for the third wall, so yo, now which way is up? If you ain't drinking from my cup, you steady sinking like a putt. And I be the putter, or better yet, the driver. And if you bring your beef, then it's wet with my saliva. You try to test me, but I'm a little bit wiser. Deadly with the verse, and there be no survivors.
With my nigga Red,
right here,
let's make the cypher complete.
With a dread,
right here,
now all we need is the beat. 360,
caught up in this land called Dixie.
Get this gun, son.
Yeah, hit me with my nigga Red,
right here,
let's make the cypher complete.
With a dread,
right here,
now all we need is the beat. 360,
caught up in this land called Dixie.
Get this gun, son.
Yeah, hit me.
Yo, now let me end it. I'm beyond all the rest. Blunts from beyond, that's why my style beyond the best. Yeah, you talk to good game and put effects on the facts. But when it comes to battling me, it's over and that's that. See, I run with a host of unrefined intellects. Going against the grain for spite, cause I'm so complex. And ain't no MC that can't get deeper than the sleeper like I can. Cause I do when I'm blowing large speakers. Flowing like keys, tech on a million MC creatures. And if they all wearing Timbs, oh, and I'm rocking sneakers. Just give me the microphone for all that hype. It's on 2 minutes on stage and I can't go wrong. Cause each verse I rock measures 10 on the Richter. And plus I'll be the one that's earthquaking your sister. So pass me that peace pipe so I can get nice. Niggas claim they nice, so they be rolling the dice. Grabbing the mic and talking about a heist. Well, if you ready to place that bet, be ready to pay the price. Cause I'll take your life in the blink of an eye. Break it down to molecules just before you die. Yo, so pace your head cause my lie is much smoother. But at the same time, breaking backs like Lex Luger. The truth will set you free in this world full of clips. And so use caution when you're hitting cause you just might get caught slipping. Oh.
With my nigga Red,
right here,
let's make the cypher complete.
With a dread,
right here,
now all we need is the beat. 360,
caught up in this land called Dixie.
Get this gun, son.
Yeah, hit me with my nigga Red,
right here,
let's make the cypher complete.
With a dread,
right here,
now all we need is the beat. 360,
caught up in this land called Dixie.
Get this gun, son.
Yeah, hit me.